This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. A new deal has been signed by Chinese Premier Li Keqiang for the purchase of 45 Airbus A330s. The deal has been inked as part of the Premier's current visit to France. Li Keqiang has also met with his French counterpart Manuel Valls, with the two agreeing to cooperation in various areas, including industry, infrastructure, and energy. As part of his time in France, Li Keqiang is also scheduled to visit the headquarters of the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development. The Chinese Premier, meeting with the Director General of the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization in Paris, discussing issues concerned with culture, education, and more. Li Keqiang also lauding UNESCO's efforts in promoting the diversity of world civilizations, pushing forward education and international cultural exchanges in developing countries, as well as protecting the cultural heritage of humanity. Says China is willing to enhance cooperation with UNESCO in education, culture, and other areas. For her part, Irina Bokova says UNESCO will further work with China in promoting people-to-people exchanges between different countries. China's top legislature has adopted a new national security law. The new law covers a wide spectrum of areas, including cybersecurity, defense, finance, science and technology, culture, and religion. Also includes China's activities and assets in outer space, on the international seabed, and in the polar regions. At the same time, Chinese authorities have also signed off on an international convention combating tax avoidance. The deal will see China take part in more global initiatives connected to tax evasion. China's addition to the convention will not cover either Hong Kong or Macau for the time being. Chinese officials are going to have to pledge allegiance to the Constitution before taking up their posts. The decision has been formalized at the current meeting of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress. All officials elected or appointed by People's Congresses at all levels, as well as people on standing committees above the county level, will have to take a public oath of allegiance to the Constitution. This will take effect at the start of next year. It's meant to try to raise public awareness of the Constitution here in China. It's been announced a BRICS contingency fund is going to be operational within the next 30 days. The fund is being established as an emergency reserve which BRICS countries can tap if they run into payment issues. It's being seeded with $100 billion. Meantime, the five BRICS countries, namely Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, have signed the official documents for the creation of the new BRICS Development Bank. The bank itself is being headquartered in Shanghai. It's slated to be officially operational later on this year. South Korean authorities have announced new visa rules in a bid to bolster its tourism sector, which has been heavily impacted by the MERS outbreak. Visa application fees are being waived for 3 months for group tours coming out of China, Vietnam, the Philippines, Indonesia, and Cambodia. At the same time, short-term visas are being expanded from 3 to 6 months. South Korean government has already earmarked over $13 billion as supplementary budgetary items to bolster its economy in the wake of the MERS outbreak. A new international airport terminal has been officially opened in North Korea's capital, Pyongyang. Multi-million U.S. dollar terminal replaces the old one. Airport's runway in Pyongyang has also been renovated. Creation of a new international terminal at the Pyongyang airport comes despite the small number of international flights which go in and out of North Korea. Right now, only North Korea's Air Koryo and Chinese carrier Air China run international flights to and from Pyongyang. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to attract more tourists to North Korea to help boost economic growth. Tourism to North Korea was shut down until just recently amid concerns in North Korea following the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Over 140 bodies have now been recovered from the crash site of a military plane in Indonesia. Nearly 60 of the bodies have already been identified. The C-130 crashed shortly after takeoff in northern Sumatra, plowing into buildings containing shops and homes. There were 122 people on the plane. It's unclear how many people may have been killed on the ground. Teams are still scouring the rubble. The United States and Cuba are expected to announce the opening of embassies in one another's capitals. U.S. officials say the announcement, scheduled for Wednesday morning local time, move seen as a major step in reestablishing diplomatic ties that have been severed since 1961. The U.S. and Cuba agreeing to normalize relations at the end of 2014, with the U.S. announcing this May that it was removing Cuba from its list of state sponsors of terrorism. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.